What is the matter with you, woman? Oh, by the way, just so y'all understand, sometimes I listen to the podcast about like I skim. Springer would say, I'm a skimmer. I skim. And I'm unabashed skimmer at that. Now, look here. What's the matter, you woman? Oh, shoot. I forgot what I was saying. By the way, I'm a skimmer. Now, I noticed that Calipadumaflitchy. Well, no, that wasn't right either. Hold on, Mr. Whoopi. Mr. Whoopi has responded to you, and he did it in 2.03. Actually, it was 2 minutes and 3 seconds. It wasn't no percentage. It was 2 minutes and 3 seconds. And then Calipadumaflitchy, he did it in 5 minutes and 33 seconds. It's a little windy there. And then we got this hatched cross. Hatched cross or hatched cross. This individual spent 13 minutes and 36 seconds responding to you. And I haven't listened to these three people because I am a skimmer. I listen to yours, and as usual, I listen to whatever or read whatever started a post, and then I respond to that. Okay, so now I don't know what they've said, and if I'm saying the same thing that they've said, I don't care, okay? But look, what's the matter with you, woman? Who cares if it's perfect? Do I sound perfect? Do I care? I don't care. You know how many takes this is going to be done in? One. I just ended a sentence with a preposition. Do I care? No. You know why? Because I'm not going to do it again. Well, I'll end another sentence with a preposition. What I'm saying is I'm not going to retake this. Look, I am me. I'm not perfect. And that's the way it is. And you'll get kind of used to me being imperfect. Or you'll just not listen to me. I've been married twice. This happens. They just don't listen to me anymore. And you know why women are abused in this country to the extent that it occurs? Because they just won't listen. I'm sorry. I just got off third shift. I'm a little bit loopy. Don't pay no attention. I didn't mean that as a reality. That was a joke. Okay, I don't want to see the nag gang pulling up in black Lincolns by the parade fools to come and lynch me. So back off. It's just a joke. I'm not re-saying this thing. I'm not going to have a retake to get rid of a joke or end a sentence in a preposition or anything else. It's podcasting. We're friends here. Get over it. Don't get this phobia about it. Just do it. Nobody important is listening. We're just friends. It's not like anybody from wherever important people hang out. And I don't know who's important. Maybe we are important. But we're friends. See, that's the whole thing. We're friends, and friends don't mind it when friends are imperfect. Just don't pass gas at the dinner table. That's all I'm asking. Okay, it doesn't sound like much to me, but to some people that is a lot to ask. But I've even done this. I've listened to somebody else's. I've sat there and I've had a podcast going, and I've talked and talked and talked, and I've talked in circles, and then I finally said, screw it, I'm not posting this. Not because it was imperfect, but because I realized, who cares? So get over it. Get over it. Obviously, I have. So, get over it. It's going to be okay. We love you. We want to hear what you got to say, even if it's not perfect. And as far as all these, talking about getting fancy, how in the world do these people do it? I don't know. I've got these buttons on this cast blaster. Like, you didn't hear it, maybe. I did. Boing. Or, I love that cow. Don't know if you can hear it. I can hear it. Or, the giggle. The giggle is great. Parhesia says that I giggled, so I've got this little button where I can giggle. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can. Anyway, that's as technical as I'm going to get. And you know what? I don't care. We've got people like Skeptic Overlord who can get all technical all day long, knows all the gadgets and gizmos, and will he'll use them. I'm not. I'm just going to talk to you. And my point of this is, get over it. Get over it. Get over it. The Eagles said it best. Get over it. So enjoy. Bye.